Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our second lesson, Book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 11. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, how does the old saying go? Patience is a virtue. How often do you have to tell the kids that, right? Because they just can't wait. But when we get older, we do just fine. Somebody laughed. Maybe not. Maybe we don't do just fine. Patience is a virtue, but how many times don't you wish you had been more patient? You had a friend who needed you, and you just, I'm in a hurry today. You had somebody who was trying to make you explain something to you and you cut them off or you got impatient with them. You could have avoided a lot of hurt if you had been more patient. You could have saved yourself the trouble of having to go and apologize to somebody because patience is a virtue. And so we get to the title of today's sermon. The title of today's sermon is Patience is not a virtue. Patience is not a virtue. Now, it is, I suppose, if your goal in life is to be a philosopher, if your goal in life is to get every situation right and to get every interaction right, and if your goal is to learn how to be calm in stress and peaceful in strife and stoic in hardship, and if you are looking for mental serenity, maybe you'll find it. Some people say they found it. Some people say they can teach it to you. I've never found it. Some folks say, well, if you do yoga, or if you go to seminars, or maybe if you just live far enough out in nature, you can find serenity. I know a lady who lived far out in nature. She had a beautiful home way out in the woods. I remember visiting her, and I thought to myself, boy, this is fun. This is a wonderful spot. And then she began to tell me about quarrels with her neighbors over property lines and easements and rights of way. And sooner or later, as nice as it seems to be for the moment, you have to say to yourself, you know, I think I got to wake up and smell the coffee. I got to realize 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, St. Paul says, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Holding to an appearance of godliness, just an appearance. And you could go on, but it seems to me that's enough. That's enough to deal with. And you read a lesson like that from God's holy word and you say, oh boy, if I could only just live in serenity. If only my life could be untouched by all the troubles around me. But then again, you didn't remember your Shakespeare. And I quote, there was never yet a philosopher who could endure the toothache patiently, no matter how much they have written their books in the style of the gods. You want serenity until the toothache comes along. And so, patience is not a virtue. It is not a virtue. I mean, if you're looking to find the virtue of calmness and peacefulness, I would suggest to you that you've been born in the wrong world. And if you are looking for the virtue of calmness and peacefulness, 1020 East Main Street is probably the wrong address for you. Because no church, no Christian church anyway, is here for that purpose. That's not the reason why we're here. We're not here for that purpose. We're not here to find peace, to find calm, to find quiet, because those are not strong enough virtues for the world that we live in. Instead, we're here to find something else. We're here to find the Lord Jesus and to find salvation in Him. Patience is not a virtue. What is it then? Look at today's lesson. Book of James. Behold, it says, in other words, take a look. Here's an example. Behold, the farmer keeps waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, patiently enduring on the land until it should receive the early and the late rain. Now, right there it says patience in the farmer. But what does that mean? Does the farmer get up in the morning and say, today I am going to have the virtue of patience? No, they say what? I hope it's going to rain. I hope the rains will come. But there isn't anything I can do about it. I have to wait for it. And so also for a person who is a Christian, our very earliest lessons of faith are difficult ones. We learn the lesson that there's a lot of things that just are not in our hands. That's the patience that we learn. These things aren't in our hands. Actually, that's the first lesson of our faith, the very beginning of our faith. It is our faith. Book of Ephesians chapter 2. Maybe you know the words. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this isn't from yourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You couldn't manufacture that. Faith doesn't come from you. Salvation doesn't come from you. It's not in your hands. And many things in your life of faith also, after that, are not in your hands. And so, something is being learned in all of this. What is being learned? Well, we walk by faith and not by sight. What is being learned? The eyes of all look where? They look to you, O Lord. It's a lesson that gets learned in our faith because there's another thing that we were sort of born with. It seems to be in every one of us. I've never seen a person who didn't have it in them. And that is the idea that if it's not in my hands, it's in no hands. If it's not in my hands, it's in no hands. You see that in the Old Testament lesson for today. You see, folks, what are they doing? Everybody's standing at the door of their tent, and they are weeping, and they are weeping. Everybody except the rabble-rousers. The rabble-rousers have all gathered around Moses' tent, and they're shaking their fists, and they're chanting over and over again. Did you hear the chant? Give us meat that we may eat. Give us meat that we may eat. And some fool stands up and says what? We remember the fish. We remember the cucumbers. We remember the melons. We remember the leeks. We remember the onions. We remember the garlic that we ate in Egypt. And now what happened? Moses, you took us out in the desert, and God took us out here in the desert. But where else are you going to learn the lesson other than in the desert? Where else are you going to learn the lesson that the Lord will take care of you even in the desert? Where are you going to learn the lesson that the Lord will take you through the desert into the promised land? And where are you going to learn the lesson that if it is not in my hands, it's in no hands? Or it is where? It's in the Lord's hands. What's the first lesson of faith? For by grace you have been saved through faith. This didn't come from you. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Where does salvation come from? Where does faith come from? It's not in your hands, but it's in the Lord's hands. It comes by God's grace, a gift from the Lord. It comes by his substitutionary atonement, if you like theological words, which means what? Jesus took your sin, and in place of it, he gave you his righteousness, and he makes you a child of God, not by your works, so that no one can what? No one can boast. No patting yourself on the back. And if the Lord has dealt with you like that in his grace, with salvation and given you faith, where is he taking you? Where's the destination? Where are you going to? You're going to the promised land. And so, our lesson for today. Brothers and sisters, take as an example, let's look at history. Take as an example the suffering of evil and the patient endurance of the prophets, those who spoke in the name of the Lord. Now take a look. We consider happy those who endured. The endurance of Job you heard about, and the outcome of his life, how the Lord brought about various things for him, that the Lord is full of compassion and mercies. Look at these things, the prophets, suffering of evil, but God's outcome. Look at Job, suffering of evil, but God's outcome. And in those things, those words, we see how things really stand. Because if patience is a virtue, how virtuous was Job? Not very. Over and over again, Lord, what's going on here? Lord, why is this happening? Lord, how come these things are taking place? How about the prophets? If patience is a virtue, were the prophets virtuous? Again and again, same words of Job. Lord, what's going on here? Why is this happening? I don't understand this. Is patience a virtue? Or do you sing the hymn, "Just As I Am"? You remember the words? Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come to you. I look to you. And no wonder, because where else are you going to look? I remind you, brothers and sisters, that difficult times will come. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, take a breath, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And what is the difference between the people of faith and the Old Testament folks in the lesson? In today's lesson, you see that the Israelites turned from God, and the prophets, even in their questions and complaints, they turned to God. They turned to the Lord. The Israelites missed the end of the movie. They never saw the outcome. They died in the desert. But for the prophets, for Job, for children of God even to this day, we will see the promised land. We will see the kingdom. Because of that, patience is not a virtue. Don't fold your hands. It's not a virtue. We're not philosophers. We're not seeking calm and bliss and serenity. We're not trying to carve those things out of a world that was not designed. At least it was designed, but it's ruined now. A world that cannot give it to us. No, patience is not a virtue. It's just a necessity from start to end. Your faith realizes that there's many things that are not in your hands, but just because it's not in your hands doesn't mean what? It's in nobody's hands. It's in the good Lord's hands, and because of that, faith is a blessing. We get to see the end of the tape, we get to see the end of the movie, and we get to see what all the suspense and confusions and fightings and fears and struggles with sin lead us to. They're going to be replaced by true bliss, calm, serenity, peace, stability, glory, praise, commendation, and whatever good thing there is for the people of God in his eternal promised land. Those things are coming. That's the address we're looking for. That's the place we're going to. And that's the place where we find our God. That's what patience leads to. Our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.